نستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. Today's khutbah, inshallah, is about the virtues of the month of Ramadan and the fasting. We are in the month of Ramadan and performing the second greatest act of worship in Islam, which is fasting. There are certain kinds of grace bestowed on His servant by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which the good deeds may grow exceptionally. Sins are forgiven. Levels of faith are elevated, and souls aim at their Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said in Surah Shams, verses 9 to 10, in the translations, indeed, he succeeds who purifies his own self, that obey and performs all that Allah ordered, by following the true faith of Islamic monasticism, and by doing righteous good deeds. And indeed, he fails who corrupts his own self, disobeys what Allah has ordered by rejecting the true faith of Islamic monasticism, or by following the polytheism, or by doing every kind of evil, wicked deeds. Indeed, he succeeds who purifies his own self, especially in Ramadan. Fasting, was called in Arabic Sawm, is one of the greatest acts of worship, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoined on His servants to fast in Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means, O you who believe, observing the Sawm, the fasting, is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may become al-muttaqeen, the pious. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 183. Allah makes His servants desirous of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means, and that you fast, it is better for you, if only you knew. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 184. Allah guides His servants to feel gratitude for Ramadan. And He says, and it means, and that you must magnify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. And when seeing the crescent of the month of Ramadan and Shawwal, for having guided you so that you may be grateful to Him, Allah makes them like Ramadan and facilitates their sawm, fasting. This prevents the souls from feeling overburdened by this act of worship after they have been doing what is permissible Allah says, which means observing Saum fast for a fixed number of days. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 184. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy on His servants and excuses them lest they get harmed. Allah the Almighty says, which means, but if any of you is ill or on a journey, the same number should be made up from other days. The hearts of the believers approach their merciful Lord, fear His authority above them, seek His rewards, and avoid His punishment. Fasting is one of the most glorious acts of worship and one of the most pious actions. It is a blessed act of obedience, comprising abundant benefits, either in one's lifetime or in the hereafter. Saum purifies souls, mends hearts, protects the beings from conflicts and evil acts, enhances morals, helps gaining great rewards, expiates destructive sins, and grants higher level in paradise. Saum is a special act of worship, as it compromises distinctive features. It was reported in a hadith Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all acts done by the son of Adam are meant for him, except fast. It is exclusively meant for me, and I alone will reward him for it. Ibn Majah and Ibn Khuzaymah on the authority of Abu Hurairah, narrated by Abu Hurairah. These words are enough to denote the high status and exalted position of Saum in the sight of Allah the Almighty, the one for which special rewards are granted. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers the reward for Saum to him directly denotes that it will be particularly great. It is exclusively meant for me, and I alone will reward him for it. The reward for Saum is manifold. In Sahih Muslim, Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that the Prophet, may Allah be pleased with him and grant him peace, said, every action of the son of Adam is given manifold reward, each good deed receiving 10 times its like, up to 700 times. Allah the Most High says, except for fasting, for it is for me, and I will give recompense for it. He gives up his desires and his food for me. For the fasting person, there are two instances of joy: the time when he breaks his fast and the time when he meets his Lord. And the smell coming from the mouth of the fasting person is better with Allah than the smell of musk. Allah Almighty says, which means, say, in the bounty of Allah and in His mercy, Islam and the Quran, then let them rejoice. That is better than what the wealth they amass. Man tends to make a living in order to obtain sustenance. But once he gets wealthy, he is just busy hoarding it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means, say, in the bounty of Allah and in His mercy, Islam and Quran, then let them rejoice. That is better than what the wealth they amass. Saum is an act of worship based on sincerity. Suppose, by way of example, that a country has come to consider Saum as something beneficial for its citizen, And as a result, laws have been laid down to impose it. Do you think these laws could be enforced? Of course, home vigilance of the citizens of this country could not be put into practice, and thus they would be in a position to satisfy in full their need for food and drink. By contrast, it is a fact that the fasting Muslim abandons eating and drinking on the hottest summer days, experiencing extreme thirst at midday, and though water is available at his house, where he is alone performing wudu, he refrains from putting even one drop in his throat. Pay close attention, dear brothers, to the fact that similarly, lowering gaze is an act of worship based on sincerity. Sound fasting is an act of worship based on sincerity, as no party in the world, no matter how powerful or severe, can force people to fast. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Dayyan, the judge, can make us fast. Sawm restrains desires. Sawm, as stated by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah be bless him and grant him peace, restrains his desires. And this is considered one of its virtues. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O young men, whoever is able to marry should marry, for that will help to lower his gaze and guard his modesty, his private parts, from committing illegal sexual intercourse. And whoever is not able to marry should fast, as fasting diminishes his sexual capacity. When one's hunger is satisfied, the body gets more active, and this opens the door for desires. Hence, one of the virtues of Sawm is that it restrains all sorts of cravings. Another virtue of Sawm is that it brings about Allah's response to supplications. As Allah says after the ayah referring to Sawm, and when my slaves ask you, O Muhammad, concerning me, then answer them, I am indeed near to them by my knowledge. I respond to the invocations of the supplicant when he calls on me, without any mediator or any intercessor. So let them obey me and believe in me, so that they may be led aright. It is as if responding to the fasting person's supplication were a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when my slaves ask you, O Muhammad, concerning me. This ayah goes along with the Sawm, fasting ayah, as Sawm is mentioned before it and afterwards. And the ayah comes in between as if Allah al-Dayyan were given glad tidings to his servant that their supplications will be accepted by him. Another virtue of Sawm is that of expiating sins. As reported by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, said, the five daily prayers and from one Jum'ah to the next are expiation for whatever sins come in between, so long as one does not commit any major wrongdoings. Narrated by Muslim and Tirmidhi. The five daily prayers and from one Jum'ah to the next are expiation for whatever sins come in between, so long as one does not commit any major sins. Another virtue of Ramadan is that on the day of judgment, Sawm, the fasting, will intercede for the fasting person. Reported Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, that said that the Prophet ﷺ said, The fast and the Quran are two intercessors for the servant of Allah on the day of resurrections. The fast will say, "O Lord, I made him refrain from his food and desires during the day. Let me intercede for him." The Quran will say, "I prevented him from sleeping at night. Let me intercede for him." And their intercession will be accepted. Narrated by Muslims. Causing joy in one's lifetime and in the hereafter is another virtue of Saum. It has been reported in Sahihain, books of Muslims and Bukhari, for the fasting person, there are two times of joy. The time when he breaks his fast and the time when he meets his Lord. Divine injunction may be hard on bodies, but pleasing to the soul. This statement is applicable to all acts of worship, and even more so to all acts of obedience, to every divine command by which we abide. Acts of worship are described by the Arabic term taklif, which means to make an effort in performing an act of worship, as they contradict disposition. The latter urged us to sleep, whereas taklif asked us to wake up for the Fajr prayer. It urged us to fast to feast our eyes on woman's beauty, whereas taklif asked us to lower our gaze. It urged us to give ear to scandals, whereas taklif asks us to ignore them, and urges us to earn money, whereas taklif asks us to spend it on the poor. Taklif contradicts disposition. But on the other hand, accord with the human nature, namely, you feel relieved when you perform the acts of worship. When you tell the truth, when you are trustworthy, when you help your brother, when you have mercy on him, and when you carry out all the divine orders in their correct, transactional, and moral way. So, since you, O Muhammad, your face toward the religion of pure Islamic monotheism, Hanifa, worship none but Allah alone, Allah's fitrah, Allah's Islamic monotheism, with which he has created mankind, namely the divine method that accords in all its details with the human nature, though taklif contradicts the human body. Dispositions, desires, and lusts. It accords with the inner nature of the human beings. Therefore, all acts of worship are hard to perform as they require effort to be made, not to mention the fact that they disagree with the body, as the latter always demands food when it is hungry and drinks when it is thirsty. But once Ramadan comes, this body stops eating, drinking, and even doing permissible acts which are permissible out of Ramadan. And accordingly, the body is making an effort. Enduring acts of worship results in happiness. All acts of worship, with all their difficulty, will pass away, and only the rewards will remain. And much in the same line, all sins with their pleasure will pass away, and only their guilt will stay behind. Accordingly, the one who succeeds is the one who gains the pleasure at the end, not at the beginning, and triumph is to be the one who laughs last, not first. And he who laughs last will laugh more. But this day, the day of resurrection, those who believe will laugh at the disbelievers. He who laughs last is the hero, not the one who laughs first. When you are born, everybody around you laughs, and you cry. You should live in a way, the way of righteous believer, that when death comes, everybody cries and you laugh. It was said to him, when the disbelievers killed him, enter paradise. He said, would that my people knew? Surah Yasin, verse 26. Dear brothers, for the fasting person, there are two times of happiness. On the first day of Eid, you go back to your habits of eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner, plus all the rewards you gained in the Ramadan for your fasting and night prayers, not to mention the fact that you get raised to a higher spiritual rank in the sight of Allah the Almighty. Whereas he who did not fast in Ramadan will eat in Eid like everybody else, but will have missed this great act of worship with which nothing can be compared, even fasting the whole eternity. Another virtue of Sawm, fasting, is that Allah grants the fasting servants the entrance to paradise through the great gate meant for those who fast only, and they will be called out as the sign of respect. As reported in Sahihain, we have on the authority of Sahih, Suhail ibn Sa'd, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, said, verily, in paradise there is a door called Rayyan. On the day of resurrection, those who have fasted will enter paradise through it. No one else will enter through this door. It will be called, which person have fasted? Then they will stand up. Once they are inside, the door will be locked behind them immediately, so that no one else will be able to enter. Furthermore, he who bore thirst in this life by fasting will be granted a ballast on the door of which it will be written, Ar-Rayyan. And that is why some scholars said this great month is the month of endurance. Endurance is the foundation of prosperity. By the way, the entire moral structure of mankind is based on endurance. And little is the worth of he who is unable to endure in this life. Hence, unless you have endurance, you will not achieve triumph. Allah says, which means, and seek help in patience and as salah. Seek help to achieve your purposes and to fulfill your aims. Some commentators of the Quran have said that it will occur through being patient, especially through complying with sawm, fast, and salah, as you all know. When you come face to face with an arrogant, potent, powerful, and hateful enemy with the weapons that you don't own, wishing to destroy you, Allah in this case says to you, which means, but if you remain patient and become al-muttaqin, al-bayth, not the least harm will their cunning do to you. Allah has clarified to us that the path to victory is through endurance in performing acts of worship, and faith is almost two halves. The first half is endurance, and the other one is gratitude. The worth of he who is unable to endure in this life is indeed not much. Endurance means improving the soul. It implies that your principles are more important to you than your needs, that your religion is more exalted than your desires, and that you are ready to give up the worthless for the sake of worthwhile. This is endurance. This is why the month of Saum's fasting is considered as the month of endurance, because you strive to stay without food and drink and without having intercourse with your wife during the day only, but not at night. You should use this patience in all fields, such as your work, your studies, in facing your enemy, and in living on your limited income, striving not to eat ill-gotten money. Hence, Saum is a school in which to learn, and Ramadan is the elementary education. It gives a part from which there are steps of higher education to be climbed. By giving up your desires for higher purpose, you prove to yourself and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are sitting your foot on the path of triumph. Ramadan is the month of endurance in respect of having an aggressive enemy that challenges and confront you, aiming to destroy you. Allah tells you the following: but if you remain patient and become mutaqeen, the best, not the least harm will their cunning do to you. But the fruits of Saum, the fruits of fasting, endurance is manifested in charity, soothing others' miseries, and empathizing with people in their prosperity and adversity alike by making you taste some of what they taste. Empathizing with the hunger of the poor. I'm going to say, pay special attention to what that the fasting person voluntarily performs act of worship and tastes hunger, which the poor are obliged to taste against their will most of the time. Though the fasting person feels hunger, it is a voluntary act carried out for a limited period of time in order to draw closer to Allah, the Almighty. However, the deprived are obliged to taste hunger against their will and for long periods of time. Zakatul Fitr is imposed on Muslims in Ramadan as a way of spending on the poor. This kind of zakah is regulated by the law of Islam. Namely, those who eat every day have to pay zakatul fitr, including all the poor who can eat once a day. And the person behind this law is that Allah wants the poor to taste the feeling of giving sadaqah, even if it is once a year. At the same time, the person who is in the habit of giving sadaqah all year long tastes the feeling of being hungry by choice and out of worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus the poor are hungry against their will because of their poverty all year long, unlike the fasted person who is hungry only for a limited period of time in Ramadan. Therefore, empathizing with others, helping them, paying zakah, and performing salah are among the fruits of Saum. Saum restrains the fasting person from the foolishness of the self and its desires. The fasting person experiences an urging tendency to avoid what is improper. Do you think that the fasting person who gives up on this account permissible acts will commit sins? That is prohibited once. Is it possible that he should feast his eyes on a woman's beauty in Ramadan? Is it possible that he should lie? You are ordered to abandon food and drink, which are permissible acts. Then it is more than reasonable that you should give up harm prohibited acts. It is as if Allah were strengthening your will during this month in order to make you abide by the Islamic laws. Call yourselves to account before you are called
to do so and weigh your deeds before they are weighed. And you should know that the angel of death has been reaching others and will reach us soon. So bay head. The clever one is he who upright himself and works for what comes after death. And the weak one is he who follows his desires and lives on wishing, thinking, and praise be to Allah, the Lord of the world. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the world, and may He bless and grant peace to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the faithful and honest, and may Allah bless his family and companions. Acts of worship are enjoined for the best interest of mankind. Imam Shafi'i interpreted it in an excellent way. He said, the acts of worship are imposed in the best interest of mankind. Some religious practices claim to have acts of worship, yet they are nothing but movements, moments of stillness, mumbling, nodding, and gestures for which Allah has sent down no authority, and thus they are meaningless. On the other hand, all acts of worship in Islam are imposed in the best interest of mankind. To elaborate more on this point, take prayer for example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means, verily, as-salah, the prayer, prevents from al-fahsha, great sins of every kind, unlawful sexual intercourse, and al-munkar, disbelief, polytheism, and every kind of evil, wicked deeds. That's from Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 45. As for Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means, Allah has made the Kaaba, the sacred house, an asylum of security, and Hajj and Umrah, pilgrimage for mankind, and also the sacred month of the month, which is Ramadan, and the animals of offerings, we're offering animals, and garlanded people of animals marked with the garlanded on their necks, made from the outer part of the stem of the Mecca trees, for the security, that you may know that Allah has knowledge of all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, and that Allah is all-knower of each of everything. Piety is the ultimate purpose of Sawm, which is fasting. Allah says, which means, O you who believe, observing Sawm, fasting, is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may become al-muttaqin, the pious. The fruits of piety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means, and whoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, he will make a way for him to get out from every difficulty. Surah Talaq, verse 2. Abu Dhar, may Allah be pleased with him, transmitted, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah be pleased with him and grant him peace, started reciting the following ayah: and whoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, he will make for him a way out of every difficulty, and he will provide him from sources he could never have imagined. He said, the Prophet, may Allah be pleased with him, may Allah bless him, will grant him peace, kept reciting it over and over until I got asleep. Then he said, oh Abu Dhar, if people truly believed in this ayah, it would be enough for them. When matters get tougher, as they do nowadays, hardships take root, things reach dead-end roads, barriers are put up, and man gets desperate, piety, which is strong enough, will loosen up tightness, solve problems, break down barriers, and open dead-end roads. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide a way out for him who has piety in affliction, which makes him fall back on tawheed, on patience toward divine preordainment, on acceptance, on faith, and on adherence to his principles and righteousness. And by his doing so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn his hardship into relief, his fear into security, and his distress into ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide a way out of alienation for him who, for fear of Allah, never lets a single figment of the mind find its way to his reason. The Quran is the frame of reference for the Muslims. The Muslims live in a grace which is hard to imagine. What is this grace? It is to have the Quran as a frame of reference through which he knows what he is permitted to do and what he isn't. And that is exactly what gives him peace and security in the time when other people act foolishly and are unable to sleep at night out of the feeling of guilt. Unlike him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides the Muslim to the way of peace. Peace with himself, with his family, with his society, and place of work. Because he abides by the divine methods of Allah the Almighty, Allah will provide a way out of alienation, deviation, and disappointment for him who, for fear of Allah, never lets single figment of the mind find its way to his reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide help in taklif for him who, for fear of Allah, denounce his strength and everybody around him by saying, oh Allah, I renounce my strength, ability, and knowledge, and I resort to your strength, might, and knowledge. We should never forget the lesson of the battle of Badr and Hunayn. As in the Badr, the companion said, oh Allah, and for that they were granted victory by him. And Allah has already made you victorious at Badr when you were a weak little force. However, on the battlefield of Hunayn, the Muslims said at the time, we shall not be defeated because of the great number of our fighters. So what happened? Truly, Allah has given you victory on many battles filled. And on the day of Hunayn battle, when you rejoiced at your great number, but it availed you not, and the earth, vast as it is, was strained for you, then you turned back in the fight. Allah will provide a way out of haram into halal, out of hardship into ease, and out of hellfire into paradise. For him who, for fear of Allah, never goes beyond the limits of Sharia, Allah will provide a way out of poverty into prosperity, and out of losing money into making it. For him who fears Allah has sought halal in earning his living, trying to please Allah, Allah will provide a way out of deviation of the people of innovation. For him who, for fear of Allah, follows the sunnah, Allah will provide a way out of domestic conflicts. For him who, for fear of Allah, has chosen a pious wife, Allah will provide a way out of children's disobedience and misery. For him who, for fear of Allah, has educated them well, Allah will provide a way out of failure at work. For him who, for fear of Allah, has chosen a job that pleases Allah and tries to do his best while performing it. By Allah, this ayah encompasses all mankind, all problems, and all activities. Allah says in Surah Talaq, verse 2, means, and whoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, he will make a way for him to get out of every difficulty. Ramadan is a training course for piety. Allah has meant for us to be pious in this noble month, Ramadan, and to get used to the acts of worship. You lower your gaze in Ramadan, but you should do so outside of Ramadan as well. But if you repent, Ramadan will be a good moment to start lowering your gaze. Being able to lower your gaze for 30 days will prepare you to do so after Ramadan is over. Being able to perform Salat al-Fajr at the masjid for 30 days will prepare you to do so after Ramadan is over. Being able to perform Salah, the Isha, in a community for 30 days will prepare you to do so after Ramadan is over. Being able to watch your mouth for 30 days in Ramadan will prepare you to do so after it is over. Namely, Allah has meant for Ramadan to be an intensive course for us, through which we strengthen our will and feel the suffering of the poor. According to the sayings, one can kill two birds with one stone, but when Allah the Almighty imposes an order, millions of purposes are achieved through it. Who says that the only effect of Ramadan is to bring you closer to Allah, particularly while Ramadan is a kind of maintenance for your body, which you should go through once every year, as all your systems will take a break by performing sound fasting from digesting food, and by which all your energy will be rejuvenated. We beseech you, Allah, to show us the way